fix that at all?
Yep.
That'll give us a little strengthening, stiffening.
Yeah.
Be tight.
Yep.
Tighter for the road. I don't want to lose that.
Man, that's tight.
Now, let's see if I can get this one.
Jack, why don't you come on this side and hold the center down right there?
Pull it right about there.
Okay, you want to get it outboard a little bit more?
In half?
No, I want to keep it above this center, the hub here.
Yeah, okay.
For steering purposes. See, this
is half. Is that fixed?
I'll take a look at it. I'm going to tighten it down so it stays, and I'm going to take a look at it. I might turn this thing down, too.
Yeah, I just want to suggest that.
Let me take a look before I get it too tight. But I'll tell you, that's going to help some.
Yeah. They do the trick.
I can't see what's under this rail too well, but I know that clamp is on. It's on tight.
Gene, it looks...
Let me move this.
Move your left hand a little. Okay, tighten that now.
Get this out of the way.
Looks as if,
let me loosen it, get a little straighter.
I think you need to straighten it.
Well, I had it tight.
Well, but you know, you've got another piece in there.
Yeah,
so
that's why it's crooked.
Yeah.
It's over those
two. Yeah. And you might want to move it, if you can move it this way, about an inch, you'd be past the ridge you got.
Well, I'm just taking John's word on the steering. I'm keeping it above the hub here.
Okay, tighten her down then.
Crew's using maps to make that fender. The clamps are from the optical alignment telescope lamp.
I think that'll stay.
I think it'll stay.
Why don't I turn this?
Okay, you won't get that any tighter.
No, I mean, why don't I turn that down, because it'll keep that much less to run into. There you go.
No, not too close to that wheel.
Okay. I think that's good.
Too bad we don't have one more clamp. Well, one more clamp probably interfere with the steering.
I think that'll stop the rooster tail, because that's...
I think that'll stop a lot of it, Houston.
That's swinging forward. Okay, let's go.
Okay, it's...
The maps are configured.
Sounds like a good attempt, man. We'll hope it works.
Does that look good to John, from what he did?
It looks exactly what he did, he says.
That tape will keep it... Yeah, but he didn't run in the dust, so I guess we'll have to give it a trial run.
Roger on that.
That ought to help, sir.
We're anxiously waiting.
Okay, Jack. I'm going to hide for a little bit. Okay, I need
Oh, shoot.
Now I want four.
I took eight off.
No, sir, I want four and six. Why don't you just substitute,
Hey, I just took eight off. Can we use eight instead of six?
Yeah, we can.
Yeah, I don't see any reason why you shouldn't be able to use that, Jack. Go ahead. We'll just mark it down.
Okay, turn around, Jack. Hey, yep. Bob, we'll use eight instead of four.
Okay, understand. Eight will be
eight
on...
instead of four.
Eight will be on the LMP.
That's the firm. Eight will be on the LMP.
Gino, you went to min instead of max.
I think you're right. I just realized that. Got it? Let me go to max here first. We need six off of there, Jack.
Oh, you're 5 stays back here.
We need six to the gate.
But probably behind four, isn't it?
Well, put four on the gate,
yeah,
guys.
Probably.
And put 5 on the commander.
Yeah. Okay, 4's going on the gate, 5 on the commander. Okay, Bob, a little paperwork for you, but that's all right. Okay.
Now I gotta do some more spilling to you when you get that on. You got a core cap dispenser. Stand by. Let me fix these for you a little here. Okay, here's your dolphin harness on this side. Don't move yet. I gotta get something I gotta do to you. Okay. Okay. Hey, turn around. I'll get your harness on the other side. Let me get yours too. Okay. Okay, there you go. Okay, you got a cap dispenser, you got a rammer, and you got, now I get this DB8, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. It's all right, they got it.
Okay, that's one. Okay. You can give me SCB5 then, and, Can you move a little bit? There you go.
I'm curious myself.